Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 42 of the Letters of John. Today's title is God Produces Overcomers. Corrie ten Boom said, "Connected with Him in His love, I am more than a conqueror. Without Him, I am nothing. Like some railway tickets in America, I am not good if detached." Today's text is 1 John 5, 4-5. "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Rod Mattoon in Treasures from 1 John introduces our scripture for today with these words. John focuses on the victory of the Christian. He refers to those who have been born again, who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, as overcomers of this world. This word overcomer is from the Greek word nikao, which means to conquer, to be victorious, to defeat. The word nikao was popular with the Greek people. They worshipped a false goddess, Nike, who was considered the goddess of victory. In Greek mythology, she aided Zeus in his battle against the Titans. Greeks believed that ultimate victory could not be achieved by mortal men, but only by the Greek gods and their help. John uses this word to show the victory that Christians have over this world, and that victory comes through the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. John writes, "Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. A supernatural birth results in a supernatural life. If you are born of the Spirit gives you the supernatural ability to live the life of an overcomer. Therefore, your faith in God leads to His victory through your life." That is the reason John could write, "And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." If that wasn't clear enough, John added these words in verse 5. "Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Eugene Peterson, author of The Message, paraphrases 1 John 5:4-5 as follows. "Every God-born person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God." The New Living Translation words it this way. "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God." The same power that provided the miraculous birth produces an extraordinary life. You could say it is only natural for the Holy Spirit to birth children who grow up to live supernaturally. It is only fitting that we close today's devotion with words from John Yeats' hymn, "Faith is the Victory." "Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith, they like a whirlwind's breath swept on every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. O glorious victory that overcomes this world." Here are a few questions today. If you are a believer, do you reflect often on your new birth that led you into this new life? Why or why not? If you're not a believer, consider what your future faith would mean to your future victory. How can you grow spiritually into all that you were supernaturally birthed to become? Now that you know a little about John Yates's life, how can the message of faith is the victory impact your life? It's been said, the same faith that saves us sustains us. How can you live daily in light of that truth as an overcomer in Jesus Christ? Thanks for joining us again. Have a great day.